So joining me in studio, coming in, we were supposed to speak to him yesterday, but unfortunately, hey, these things happen. A very good morning to you, Peter D. How's it going?
Very, very good. Very glad to be here. Loving your show.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, if you've just joined us this morning, Peter D. comes to chat to us about the Cape Duo Challenge. What is that, Peter?
Cape Duo Challenge is a cycle race of complete difference. It was birthed at the top of Gedo Pass, just outside of Ceres. It's a 12-kilometer pass. I was actually doing some commentary for a local station, and then Ariane Kleinans came whipping past us after a 12-kilometer climb, and the motorbike behind her shouted, 27! In other words, she was doing 27 k's an hour on an 8% climb. She was whipping all the ladies and half the guys too, I might add. And I knew she had just won the Epic, and I thought, wow, that's incredible. Yeah, she's on a road cycle tour, and she's beating the opposition. So I thought, well, who is the complete cyclist? Who would make up? If you put somebody on every discipline of cycling, who would come out best? You know, there's always these great bantering going on between the roadies and the MTB guys. It's like there's some classic challenges in sport. Transvaal, province, hello, yeah. Bull, and Federer, Nadal. You can go on, but I think the roadies and the MTB guys top it all. So the concept was birthed. So if we put everybody through the same discipline, we're talking time trial, road climbing, fast peloton, where your concentration's got to be high. You're traveling at 40 k's an hour just behind the wheel behind you. Then you go to single track like we have at Valfenpass, and now your MTB skills come out, and you finish all those things, including a bit of cross country. Well, who's going to come out on top? So it's you can be crowned champion of champions.
I'm actually asking. I'm quite intrigued because I'd like to find out. I mean, out of your trail run and the normal run, guys, who would actually come out tops?
Let me give you the format. It's a 4-day, 6-stage race. On day one, the team splits only for the first time. So if it was you and I, we would decide, okay, I'm doing road, you're doing mountain. We're starting in a very picturesque, beautiful Slungwood Valley. We're doing a 42K time trial, then I'll tag you at the transition. And of course, all the spectators get to see that. And you dash off into the bush and you do your mountain bike thing. And that makes it for the day. From there, we move to Skalkberger Senior's Farm, Valbedacht. And Skalk is very excited about having us there because there's so many Springboks now that are riding bike. Mm. Then now we ride together. Now we do a long road stage together on our road bikes, 120 Ks, and we Bainskloof out, a big circle Bainskloof back. 120 Ks of two serious climbs.
I'm tired, as you say. I'm tired.
Just listening. Yeah.
Just listening to you, I'm getting tired.
From there, we go to the very iconic Valfenpass. Peter van Wyk is the guy planning the routes for us there, and he is known as Mr. Valfen. So he's going to put us together with some 70 Ks of single track, which the guys love, and the view of all our routes, specifically this one, is just wow. You're looking down at Wellington Valley from there. So single track for 70 Ks. Then the whole circus moves over to the Reeboks Kloof. Achterpaal. We start with it. Now we're both on our road bikes together. A quick road section in the morning. It's a 35K dash, literally, in peloton. And then we have a transitionary where you've got to dump your road bike, get onto your mountain bike, and up to the back of Reeboks into the Super Bowl where they do about a 45-kilometer ride up there and ending in the Super Bowl, which makes it so beautiful for spectators. So that's it. 4 days, 2 bikes, 4 stages, 2 teammates.
Absolutely lovely. And just talking to that, though, I mean, this is not just for the fun of it. There's a much more important reason behind it.
I'm so glad you asked that. Ground Level Projects has been busy in the Delft area in that unfortunately named Blikkiesdorp. We've started a preschool and a school preparation center there where we take kids, we give them basic life skills besides the preschool stuff. We teach them how to learn. And this has been going for 3 years already, and some of our kids are already proving the fruit of this preparation. We've been asked to expand this. As you can imagine, this is a costly exercise. The kids get free meals in the morning. They get free tuition. They get a free lunch. They get cleaned up. And so this is all going towards Ground Level Projects and growing our preschool learning school.
That's absolutely great. And I mean, are people still registering? How would people get involved if they're still interested in just joining?
Let me point you to the site. It's www.capeduo.com. Or go check us out on Facebook, Cape Duo Challenge. But on both of those pages, you have the entry button. There's a couple of freebies you can win. It's very exciting. You can win a silverback dual sus Sesta comp worth 50K as well if you want to go and do that. So lots of fun happening. Go and check out the site.
Peter D, thank you so much for joining us in studio. And please, all the best for the event. And I hope it's a success.
Thank you so much, guys. Love being here.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.